Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Mission Possible, Module 4. We are going to be talking and coaching on Module 4 today. So let me go ahead and get set up here just for a minute while everybody comes in. We've got the lovely and wonderful Coach MJ here with us today, too, in the chat, in the Q&A. Let me go ahead and bring her up. Okay, come on, Zoom. Okay, promote to panelist. You guys say hi in the chat. And okay, it looks like my audio is good. You guys confirm for me that my audio is good. Can you guys hear me okay? Okay, awesome. Welcome. Let me go ahead and change my name. Once again, this is Mission Possible Module 4. We are going to be talking about our future self today and taking a look at the monthly assessment worksheet as well. I am Coach Yesenia. If you're new here, welcome. Let us know if you're new. I would also love to hear how you guys have been doing with Mission Possible. Are you team repeat? Are you team get it done? It has been a great month just doing No BS along with you guys and doing the Q&As and just seeing all of the ahas and breakthroughs that you guys have all been getting from going through the course again. Okay. And then if you're in the chat, I want to remind you, make sure your chat is set to send to everybody and not just hosts and panelists. If it's set to everyone, that will allow everybody to see your message. Awesome. Okay. And then we'll just go ahead and jump in. Like I said, I'm Coach Yesenia. I live in Georgia. I'm a single mom to two daughters. I coach several private clients inside the membership throughout the week. I'm also in Ask Coaches and in the Facebook groups. This month I've been in the Queen's Club Facebook group, so that's been awesome. And Mission Possible has been our focus for this month. So we've all just been going through the No BS course again, checking off our boxes and unlocking some really fun prizes. So that's been awesome. You guys make sure that you keep going with that. We are wrapping up Mission Possible here over the next few days, but it doesn't matter where you're at. Just remember to keep pushing play, keep checking off your boxes, and just see what you can get from the No BS course. It really is the foundation for everything that we do here inside of No BS. And it doesn't matter if you have been inside No BS for 2 months or 2 years, you are going to get something from the course every time that you go through it. So, okay. So this month we've been recommending one module a week. So this week's focus, with it being week 4, we are focusing in on module 4. If you feel like you've missed out at all or anything like that, if you feel like you're behind, remember you are never behind. Everything is always available for you. You've got the replays. You've got your private member podcast. Corinne's been doing her Monday Motivation and the Friday Fuel. Those are all on the Mission Possible page and in your private member podcast. Those are always going to be there for you. So just don't worry about feeling behind or feeling like you didn't get to do all of it. You can continue working on that at your own pace if that's what you need to do. We've also heard some of you say that you want to start to do this Mission Possible challenge quarterly and go through the No BS quarterly. That's a great idea. So that's something you can do for yourself every quarter, is just go back to the basics, go back to the No BS course, fill in some of those worksheets, and just, you know, keep learning from the course. You're always going to pick up something new from the course or remember something really amazing that Corinne teaches inside that course. So, all right. I'd love to hear in the chat, who has gotten it done this month? Who repeated? Who has checked off all of their boxes, and who is still like working on it? Who still has a few modules to go, but like who's not giving up? Who has gotten it done? Who has completed Mission Possible, and who is not giving up, who is going to keep going. I would love to hear in the chat which camp you're in. You guys are active in the chat today. I love it. Keeping going. Yeah, a lot of us, you know, maybe life happened or maybe your work schedule's been kind of full lately. Just keep going. Some people are finishing up module 4 today or this weekend. You have the whole weekend to keep pushing play. My week was a little bit like I had different things going on. I have a 5-year-old and she has asthma and she had an asthma flare up this week. And I wanted to go through module 4. And so one morning, like just getting my oldest ready for school and taking her to school, I hit play in the car. And I listened to most of module 4 in the car from my phone. I pulled up the website on my phone and I just kept pushing play and listening. And I would just check off my boxes. And that is how I made it happen this week. Sometimes we figure out a way to make it happen. We don't always have like these 30 minutes to sit down and, you know, be there with no distractions, right? So sometimes we just make it work with whatever we've got going on. I think that's most of us most of the time. Awesome. Okay. Yes, find ways at work for you. Awesome. Okay. And then just a reminder that the only thing that you must have done at the end of the month to be eligible for the prizes that we've got going on is to have completed the No BS Weight Loss course. And it doesn't matter when you finished, if you finished a week ago, or if you are finishing tomorrow. We just want everyone to have all of your boxes checked by the end of the month. And then that is how you can fill out the survey, let us know how it all went. And the survey is what will make you eligible to win one of the prizes. So tomorrow, Sunday, January 30th, every single member will be sent the survey. It'll be in the newsletter. Yeah, you'll get an email for it. Like, we're going to post it in Facebook. It's going to be in all the places. And we'll just ask you to confirm that you've done the entire course. You might have a few other questions to fill out, but it's a quick survey. And we will randomly select from those survey submissions for the prizes. You have until Tuesday night at 11:59 p.m. Central to complete it. So make a note of that. So again, if you are still finishing up the course this weekend, you've still got time. Make sure you keep going. Okay. Yeah, the chat will do that. It'll just keep going back to hosts and panelists in time. So just keep an eye on that. Make sure your chat is set to everyone. Listening while walking is a good way to get the course done. Yep. I like to listen to stuff too while I'm cooking, while I'm in the shower, if I'm just around the house cleaning, if I'm getting ready for bed, I will be listening to something. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so let's go into module 4. Most of you already know by now how to go through No BS. So I want to show you how to make sure that you keep all of the insights from the past month a part of your No BS work on a regular basis. So today is all about how to make these worksheets work for you as a part of your regular No BS practice. A lot of people think that module 4 is about like maintenance and you should only do module 4 once you're in maintenance, but module 4 has a lot of really important lessons in there. So make sure you're not waiting to do module 4. Maybe Mission Possible has been a good way for all of us to find that out. Like, oh, I can do Mission Possible module 4 at any time. And there's a lot of really great lessons in there about like weekends, future self, a lot of really juicy, helpful stuff that will be helpful for you on your journey now, whether you've just begun or you're in the middle of your journey. So make sure that you are going through module 4 and using those tools and resources and lessons that we give you in there. And if you are ever stuck, you can come back to module 4. There's probably something there for you. I always love going back to one of the modules if I am having trouble with something. If it's my thoughts, I know that's module 2. If it's something around the basics, it's module 1. If it's urges, that's module 3. And module 4 is going to be like weekends, future self, eating out. I think there's stalls and plateaus in there. So there, just remember, I know we have like Ask Coaches, we have all of the calls that we do, but if you go back and look at the page, there's always something there that will answer your question. Let me go ahead and show you the page. And you can see what all the lessons are there that are available for you. Okay, let me go ahead and share my screen here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. So this is the No BS course homepage. Anytime you go to nobswomen.com, you go to the little menu. If you're on your device, like a smaller device, it looks like three little lines that you tap on, and it's always right here in the menu. Sometimes we don't even really see it because we're so used to going to some of these other links on the menu, but the course is always right here. It's just one click away, and you just can find all of the worksheets bundled up here. You can download the transcripts of the videos here if you like to like print things out and highlight things and read through things. And then you have the entire outline of the course here. So as you can see, anytime you're really struggling with something in your weight loss, this is a good place to like just come back to and just scan through these lessons first. Like if you've been having trouble with stopping at enough, you're not going to go wrong by going back to Corinne's 8 minutes on stopping at enough. And then here's module 4, staying on track for life. Again, this is going to be useful information for you at any point in your journey, taking No BS on the road, conquering the scale, right? Stalls and plateaus when it's time to level up. All super helpful stuff, no matter where you are in your journey. So make sure you're coming back to the course in module 4 as much as you need to. Okay. And then each of these lessons, if it has a worksheet, you'll see the worksheet under the video. I also want to show you, I think I have it over here, the helpful worksheets page. So that's another good place to find all of the No BS worksheets or any of our worksheets. So let me show you this tab. So I already have it pulled up here. You're going to go to the menu again, go to self-study resources, and you're going to see helpful worksheet right here. Okay. This is also where you can find the Mission Possible homepage with all of the Mission Possible stuff we've been doing. But this is the helpful worksheets page. Module 4 has, let's see, some of these. So sample plans for when you feel like shit, eating out cheat sheet, and the doable foundation for eating out. Those are some of the worksheets. And then here we have the future self letter. Those are all in module 4, but you can always come here. If you have a specific worksheet in mind and you don't remember what it's called or where it was, this is a good page to come back to and see if it's here. It's probably here. So, okay, let me go ahead and stop sharing my screen. Okay. Does anybody have any questions so far on what we've covered? Let's see. And if you guys have any questions about some of these things, you can ask in the Q&A or in the chat. And MJ has our back today. She's got us covered. So if you have any questions, she's in here answering all of your questions. And thank you guys for all the kind words in the chat. Awesome. Okay. Module 4 was amazing. I did think it was for maintenance and so happy to have gone through. So helpful. Yeah. Are all the prizes going to be available or just highest reach? So definitely check in with the newsletter tomorrow because it'll we update it in the newsletter every Sunday and you can see the gauge and where we're at. So definitely make sure you check in and see if you guys were on, if you were able to unlock the next round of prizes. Awesome. The deadline for the survey is Tuesday. Let me look again. Tuesday night at 11:59 p.m. Central. And that'll be in the newsletter tomorrow as well. I'll make sure that's in there. Okay. Let's see. Now I want to go through some of these worksheets that are in module 4. I'm going to need to share my screen again. Let me do that. Okay. What was your favorite worksheet from module 4? If you've done any of the worksheets, I would love to hear which one has been your favorite, or which one has been your favorite so far, which one has been most helpful to you. And while you guys answer that, I am going to show you some of these worksheets. Let me zoom in here so you guys can see. Okay, so this is sample plans for when you feel like shit. So part of our weight loss is learning how to have our own back when life happens, we don't feel good, we've got different things going on. It doesn't mean that you have to throw your four basics out the window. There's always a way to show up for yourself, have a minimum baseline for yourself. You might not be doing all of the things that you're normally doing, but there's always a way to get yourself taken care of and show up with the four basics on some level. Okay, so here's one. If you're on your period, right? Here's what your plan for the day could be like, what your protocol. This is an example of a minimum baseline. Like, here's how I take care of myself on a day where I'm on my period and I just don't feel good and I'm having all the cravings, right? Here's one for if you're having a day where you are having a lot of anxiety or depression. So I know a big one for Corinne on this is that she doesn't spend the day in bed. She at least moves herself to the couch and takes a shower. Here's one for when you're sick, right? Give yourself the space to just feel like shit, right? And probably keeping your food plan easy that day. Maybe planning for some extra sleep and not beating yourself up for that. I like to have, I also have plans for when I have a lot of meetings. So either if I have like a lot of back-to-back meetings or calls with clients, or if I have an evening where I have calls that evening and then I've got the kids home and maybe they've got soccer or whatever. Like if I have a really like busy evening and I've got a lot going on, I make sure to, for example, I'm going to put options on my plan for dinner. I'm going to put like an eating out option, like a drive-through option. Like, oh, like I can pick up a salad from Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's. I love their salads. And that's like still like a better, best option I can have on a day like that. Or I stick to like a 15 to 20 minute dinner. Like it's going to be a quick and easy dinner. I'm not trying a new recipe. I'm not doing something that involves me like standing there cutting up a bunch of vegetables and having four different pots and pans going at the same time with different things. Like it's the frozen meatballs from the freezer while I boil some pasta really quick and some sauce out of the jar. And maybe I steam up some broccoli while I've got the pasta going. That is a meal that I can have done and we can be sitting down to eat in about 15 minutes flat. I did it just the other night when I had all sorts of things going on and I only had 30 minutes in between calls to feed me and my kids dinner. That is what I did. Yeah, protocols are great for when life happens and you need to pivot. Yeah, for sure. Here is the next worksheet. This is the eating out cheat sheet. So this is going to give you lots of really great ideas for how you can show up for yourself with the four basics if you're eating out. Lots of good things to think about. I love worksheets like this because it's not me having to figure things out and learn things the hard way. It's like somebody's already done the work for me and written it all down. So, and here's where you can make your own notes for eating out. So I'll tell you what I learned about this week. So my oldest turned 10. We took her out to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. And I took down some notes on what works for me at the Cheesecake Factory. It's one of those places that we just go to here and there. I'm not there all the time. So I've probably been there, you know, two or three times recently. And I've definitely learned what works for me when I'm at the Cheesecake Factory, right? But it definitely took some trial and error. I just make sure to go back and really think about like, all right, here's what worked. Here's what didn't work. I know that what I really want is this and not this. I know that I'm going to want to enjoy the piece of cheesecake at the end. That's kind of why we're there. So I probably want to pick something that's on the lighter side and not too heavy so that I can enjoy my cheesecake, right? I'm not going to order the giant plate of pasta. again. Okay. What does stay under your 2 mean? It just means like stay within your stopping at enough. That's a good catch. Yeah, it just means like stay within stopping at enough. Okay. And then we also have the future self letter, which is what we're going to be doing next. This is one of my favorite worksheets. So I'm so glad that I got to do this module 4 call because I love talking about future self. And I think this is a great worksheet to do once or twice a year and kind of just see there's always something to learn from your future self, right? So we'll make progress every so often, and then you might have a more clear picture of your future self and what she's figured out and how you can borrow from her wisdom. Okay, let me check in with my time here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you about 10 minutes, if you haven't already, to do your future self letter. So it's a great time to do it if you haven't done it yet. Future self. Okay. And or if you've already done it, I'm going to give you some tips on how to go through it and help you get the most out of this worksheet. So with the future self letter, I really want you, when you fill this out, really make sure that you're using your 5 senses and that you're being specific when you're answering some of these questions. I really want you to picture what her life is like, how she's thinking, how she sees herself. And this is also a really great worksheet to do just for your life in general. I like to do this kind of journaling for just how I want my life in general to look like in a year or 5 years. Another really good thing to watch out for, even just no matter where you are in your journey right now, is how you identify yourself that is a mismatch with your future self. So what does that mean exactly? So a lot of times and it can be hard to uncover these, which is why I'm saying, like, you really kind of got to keep your eye out for this. So sometimes we may have a belief or a thought like, I lose weight, but I always end up self-sabotaging. Or I don't know how to maintain. I just don't know how to do that. I don't know how I'm going to figure that out. Or I'll never figure out how to stop overeating. These are like little thoughts that come up sometimes when we have like an overeat, or, you know, we lost for 2 weeks in a row and then we gain on the 3rd week and we're like, oh, see, like that always happens to me. I have a couple good weeks and then inevitably, like, I gain weight again. I self-sabotage. I'll never figure out how to stop eating off plan at work when someone brings in food. I want you to watch for those little thoughts and beliefs that might pop up for you sometimes now that are a mismatch for how your future self thinks of herself and how she identifies and what she believes about herself, like her identity a little bit, right? She has let go of some of these beliefs. Some of these beliefs are like blanket statements about who you are. And she has let those go and she has new ones. So that's something good to focus on as you write this letter. What are some of those new beliefs about herself and how she shows up that she now really believes in and she practices and that help her show up for herself even when she has an off plan eat or an overeat or something comes her way? What do you do when you have those beliefs? I can see that I do that. I lose weight for a few weeks and then gain and I get frustrated. Yeah, so step one is being aware of that thought. Like, oh, my brain loves to give me that thought. It loves to see something happen and it just wants to make a blanket statement about who I am. But it's like, that's not who I am. It's something that I'm figuring out. Watch that line between like trying to say this is who I am and this is a habit. It's just a habit that I'm figuring out. And even getting curious, like, if I notice this pattern of losing for 2 weeks and then gaining on the third week, I wonder what that's about. Like, get curious. What's happening on that third week? Is there some like little belief or thought popping in that has me then self-sabotaging? Is it because I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to keep this up? Is it because I'm thinking like, oh, it can't be this easy? Is my future self letter to me when I reach my goal, or to me in June when I get my summer closeout? It could be either or. I love doing it. Like, you could do a future self letter for the next 10 pounds. You could do a future self letter for a year from now. You could do a future self letter from like when you're at maintenance and you've hit your goal. Those would be three different letters, I think, with three different types of insights. I don't think there's any kind of downside to doing three different future self letters in that way. Okay. All right. Now, okay, so I'm going to stop sharing my screen. Maybe you've been working on your letter. Now I want someone, okay, so I know there's already a few of you with your hand raised. I want to make sure we pull up someone who wants coaching on their future self. So if you were raising your hand about something else, see if you can ask in the Q&A. I really want to coach someone on future self today. So I'll give you a minute. If you need to put your hand down and ask in the Q&A, you can do that now. Only keep your hand raised if you want specific coaching on future self. Future self. Okay. Let's call up Liz. Liz, I'm about to bring you up. Okay, let's see. Come on, Zoom. Where's my button? I need the button to show up. Okay, no. Well, maybe you accidentally raised your hand because I don't see your hand anymore. Okay, let's try Dawn. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited to be coached, but not prepared visually.
I think it's fine. I think you're good. Yeah. I can see you. I can hear you.
Perfect.
Yeah. So what do you want to be coached on around future?
Well, I'm realizing that I still have some old shitties with the fact of like, I'll never be able to get this right when life happens, you know, like I started out Mission Possible like really strong and then had some stuff happen in life and just kind of threw it to the wind. And I mean, when I go back and I'm reminded to go back, I did try and do certain things right, you know, like, and, you know, I kept drinking my water, right, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But the future self thing is that my future self is going to be somebody who takes care of themselves no matter what life hands them and doesn't mm-hmm. beat herself up for not being as good as she is when life seems easy. Like, I know what I want my future self to be, but I don't know how to get back on that road.
Yeah. Well, I think it starts with like not judging yourself when life does mm-hmm. happen and things come up. And let's say you do need to, you know, you can't show up in the same way you were before. Why is that a problem?
I view it as a failure and I'll never get it.
Yeah. Why would it be a failure?
I'm probably the one putting those expectations on myself. I guess it's a little black and white.
Yeah.
Like life is good and I'm doing all the things, or life is presenting.
Or I'm a failure.
Yeah.
I love how there's like no in between.
Yeah, no, there isn't. I do. And I'm currently trying to get back into the, I'm not a failure. And I guess struggling with what that gray area is supposed to be.
There's a lot of progress that can happen in the gray area, first of all. Especially if we stop seeing ourselves as a failure. I think when, like, let's say, like, everything's going according to plan, life is easy, life isn't throwing any shit balls our way, like, that's great. Like, let's celebrate that and show up for ourselves, and that's an amazing thing. But then also when life happens and things don't go according to plan, and now we don't have the time that we thought we did, blah, 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 like, things are changing, that doesn't mean you have to be a failure. It just means, like, you know how to pivot. You know how to make things work and figure things out.
But how do I define that differently, I guess, in my future self?
You could start by saying it's just different. It's not, I'm not a failure. I just,
even if I don't make my plan, follow my plan, like, I think I've attached too much. I'm a failure if I don't do those things, I guess.
What could be helpful to say is, like, instead of saying, like, oh, I'm a failure if I don't do these things, it's, you could instead say, I want to learn how to make a plan when life happens, for example. Even if it's just filling out the food part. Or I want to be someone who doesn't judge myself for that if I don't make a plan one day. I had that happen this week. I had like 2 days where I didn't make a plan. And I was just like, yeah, like, every once in a while, like, life happens. If I was, like, at the hospital or homesick with a little one, like, I'm going to give myself some grace on that day. And it was okay if I didn't make a plan. I think it starts with, like, figuring out, like, in which situations do I want to learn how to be someone who at least like takes 1 minute to make my plan, whether it's just like the food part. And in which situations do I just want to forgive myself? Like, it's not something I have to call myself a failure for if I missed a plan. I just decide when I'm going to go back to making my plans because I know how helpful they are for my life.
Okay.
Do you have a specific situation that happened recently where you weren't able to show up for yourself and you're like, oh, you're a failure?
I mean, I think I get to all or nothing because I've been tracking the entire month, my minimum baseline, you know, and I certainly liked filling in those circles. You know, the reality is the past couple weeks, I still have been filling some of them in. So I am showing up in that way by being able to and by filling them in. But I still view it as a failure because I haven't done as good as I did the first couple weeks. So it's that whole, like, mindset shift, I guess.
Does calling yourself a failure do anything helpful for you?
No, it totally puts me in fucking mode.
Does it help you show up the next day? Does it just get you all jazzed up and powered up? And
nope, puts me into depression and fuck it mode, 100%.
Yeah. So then why would you, like, I know that's what your brain will want to keep telling you. But it doesn't mean we have to, like, believe it or keep just kind of staying stuck in that thought loop of, like, oh, it must be a failure, I was doing so good and now I'm not. Like, no, we know your brain is gonna like to give you that thought that, like, oh, I didn't do this, I'm a failure, I didn't do it. And then that's when you say, and that's a thought I no longer practice. It's not helpful for me in any way. How else could I think about the situation instead that is a little bit more helpful to me?
I guess that pivot thing is huge. I'm learning how to do the best I can with whatever throws my way.
I would just go back and look and see, is it the kind of situation where I need a minimum baseline or some kind of protocol?
Mm-hmm.
And on these days, like, this is what success looks like. It's not doing all 10 things, it's just doing two. Or is it the kind of situation where it's like, yeah, there was just, it was more of an emergency type situation and I just did it the best I could.
Mm-hmm. And forgiveness and love and grace and all those things that I would give other people.
Yeah.
So
funny how we are so kind to other people, right? We encourage them and we've got to remember to do that with ourselves too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So walk me through the next time something happens, life happens, you weren't able to make a plan, and then your brain gives you that thought like, oh, you're a failure. Couldn't do a 5-minute plan.
I think for me, it starts with the pause.
Pause.
So I give myself even a second to notice that I'm thinking that. And then maybe a question of, what would you tell a friend? Mm-hmm. Like, tell that to yourself.
Yeah. The fact is, I didn't make a plan. I could think about it as that means I'm a failure, or I could think about it as, it's one day I didn't make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Not that big of a deal. Good chance to practice some kindness to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make or break my journey.
Yeah. And journey being the operative word there. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Let me get comfortable with failure and overeats and all of that, because there's going to be a lot of it along the way. And if I keep calling myself a failure every time that happens, it's not that the overeats and not making a plan is slowing me down. It's that me calling myself a failure is what's slowing me down.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good question. I'm so glad you raised your hand. Thank you.
Me too. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Let me see how we're doing on time. Okay. I think we might have time for one more person. So again, future self, raise your hand if you would like some coaching on future self. Okay. I'm going to see if we can call up Christine. And remember, we've also got the Q&A with MJ in there answering your questions. Okay. Come on, Zoom. Where's Christine? I love how Zoom always gives us coaches an opportunity to do some thought work. Yeah, if I have to go back to like, what's the number one thing I've really learned in OBS I would want to pass on to everybody, it would be like, let's learn to just be more kind to ourselves. Kindness, like that's what we really need in any kind of situation. Just let's be kind to ourselves. What's our next book for the book study? That's a good question. So this is something we're going to be announcing soon. It's not going to be the Mel Robbins book that I can tell you. We're going to go with a different book for this next book study. But we will be starting to let you guys know about that soon. We are hoping we can do the High Five Habit at some point this year. We're still working on that. Okay, let me try someone else. Let me try Tracy. Okay, it keeps telling me people are declining. I don't know if that's like a Zoom issue or if maybe people have their hands up accidentally. So let me just pick someone new. So someone now, please raise your hand if you would like coaching on future self. Okay. Come on, Zoom. Okay. Let's try this person. Okay. Oh, we've got Luna here. Okay. Okay, so I can't see or hear you. Let me know if you're able to unmute or show your video. Okay, there we are. I see you. Let me see if you can unmute. I love how you're outside. There you are.
I was on a walk.
I love that you took the opportunity to raise your hand. What's your name, by the way? I don't know if you've got the correct name or if I don't know how to pronounce it.
C. Connolly, and it comes up as CT on there. I don't know why. But
anyway. Say it again. What's your name?
Cindy Connolly.
Yeah. Okay, Cindy, hi.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can I help?
Well, I've written this letter to my future self, and sometimes it's
okay. You're cutting in and out a little bit.
Imagine what
you're cutting in and out.
I'll be what? Let me get rid of these.
Off. And maybe if you kept your video off,
I got rid of the Bluetooth. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. I just can't see you anymore, but if I can get rid of you, that should be fine.
These were
okay. So what's your question around future self? Can you hear me?
Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Is this better?
Yes, I can hear you better.
Yeah, I got rid of the Bluetooth.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, but, okay. Anyway, my letter to my future self is, it's like, I'm looking at myself as someone who's strong, who can make decisions. And sometimes it's hard to see that, but, I guess, I mean, I'm trying to put the weight loss as the last thing on my letter to myself. It's like the changes that I want to be, someone who's strong, someone who can make choices, mm-hmm. take care of their family. So, but on the day-to-day basis, sometimes it's a little hard to see. I know that's what I need to do. I've been trying to journal every day for the last 2 months, and mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty good on that and kind of figuring out what to do. But
so what's your question?
I don't know why I can't hear you.
Okay, let me just drop you back down since we're having issues. Let me drop you back down. Yeah. Ask your question in the Q&A, and we'll get you taken care of.
I cut out. Sorry,
we're having issues.
The Bluetooth. Okay.
Yeah. All ask right. your question in the Q&A.
I think I should probably let you
Okay. Sorry about that. Definitely ask your question in the Q&A. Okay, let's try one more person. Okay. Yeah, if you raise your hand, try to make sure that you are in a good spot with good signal or Wi-Fi, and that you're in a good spot to be coached. Let's see. I'm having a hard time in the worksheet with two parts, telling my future self how I live now and the way I eat now. Yeah, that's a great question. Try to get specific. Try to start with where you are now and think about little level ups maybe. to how your future self lives? Like, what are the little changes from where you are now? What are a couple of little changes or tweaks that your future self has made? Okay, Christina, let me see if we can get you to unmute. I can see you. Okay, there you are.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Hi, it's my first time being coached.
What's your question?
So my question is, as you were going through the future self worksheet, I made it, it dawned on me that I had this thought that I didn't know that I could ever actually get to my future self. Like I have a doubt about it, and I'm trying to figure out how do I break it down into smaller pieces or.
Well, I would ask myself, who cares that I'm having doubt? Just because I have some doubt doesn't mean that I can't get to my future self. That's just my brain having a little healthy fear.
Okay.
Does that mean that I'm not going to get there? Your brain's always going to give you some fear or doubt about something. That's its job. The first thing it's going to give you is a shitty thought or some fear or some worry. It's going to give it to you like that. That's usually the first thing it likes to give you.
How do you get past that though? Because I feel like it might be what's holding me back a little bit.
You said it's like you feel like you're not going to be able to get there. Like I'm not going to get to my future self.
Right. Right.
How like what? You know?
I don't.
Yeah. So it could start with some equal air time to. Okay, like I know my brain wants to tell me like it's not possible. I'm not going to be able to do it. What else could be possible? Maybe it is possible. Maybe it could be possible that I could get there. Maybe what I want to do now is like not even make a decision on what's possible. Let me just know that there are different things possible for me.
That's a good thought.
It's a good chance too. It's a good opportunity to practice trusting in yourself, trusting in the process, and bringing it back to like, how have I been able to show up for myself? How far have I come? What is the evidence that I have created that I can create change in myself and in my life and with my habits and my thinking? Tell me about that a little bit. What evidence do you have?
Yeah, I definitely have evidence. I mean, it's not as much on the weight loss side. I have lost some weight, but not a lot. But
weight have you lost? Because what does that even mean? I've lost some weight, but not a lot. You just gave me a thought. Like, what's the fact?
So I had lost 17 pounds, but recently I've gained some back.
You guys tell me in the chat, is 17 pounds not a lot? I would love to hear some other opinions on this. So that could be helpful. Like my brain wants to like, it's like it even wants to filter your past evidence and your past like things that you've been able to do. Let me just, when I describe it, let me run it through the filter of what I can't do and what probably like what I'm not going to be able to do. Like you've got to catch that.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have an amazing, the most helpful, positive thought about it, like at least tell yourself what the fact is. Instead of saying like, oh, I've lost some weight, but not a lot. Like, no, pause. What's the fact of how much weight I've lost? 17 pounds. I've lost 17 pounds. All right, keep going. What else?
I definitely see the difference in my thoughts when it comes to other stuff in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's helped my relationships with people, just the way that
you see how you're, even the way you're telling that to me now, you're a little bit more confident.
Yeah. Yes. I know it's always the weight loss piece. That's like, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of us have had a lot of doubt and fear and, you know, just not being able to sustain it or having to go through shitty diets. And so it would just make sense that the way you're brain, your habit brain especially, just wants to describe it is like that. But it's your job to just catch it and redirect it to a more helpful way to talk about it.
So would I journal on that, you know, what's the best way to kind of catch it? I mean, or is it more about working on catching it in the moment and redirecting it in your brain?
Yeah, you can journal on it and kind of like, if you want to journal on like, here's the past evidence that I have and here's what I have been able to achieve so far with my weight loss. I've lost 17 pounds. You can use that back to as a springboard for some helpful thoughts for your future self. Like, I've lost 17 pounds. Maybe I can lose 17 more.
Yeah.
Maybe like my future self, she's just lost a multiple of the 17 pounds I've already figured out.
I like that thought.
Yeah.
Like breaking it into smaller chunks.
Yeah. Yeah. She just took it day by day, 1 pound at a time. Give me another thought you could think about your future self or your weight loss journey.
I guess that I know that I won't give up, that I will keep, that mm-hmm. I'll keep going.
So my future self never gave up.
Yeah.
She probably had some tough days or some tough weeks. Maybe she had times where she saw a gain on the scale, or she had an overeat for the fifth time at the same restaurant. And here's how she got through it.
Yeah. I like it, looking at it too, like that the future self isn't perfect. That was something too that, yeah.
Definitely not perfect. She has just figured a lot of stuff out and continues to figure out a lot of things.
I like that.
Okay. Do you have any other questions about future self?
No, I think this is really helpful.
What do you think about the doubt and the fear now?
I think that they're okay. So I think it's probably just part of the process.
It's part of the process. I love that. I couldn't have come up with anything better myself.
Okay.
Feeling fear and doubt sometimes is a part of the process.
And it's okay.
Doesn't mean I quit.
Right. And it's okay. Like, it's not a scary, it doesn't have to be a scary thing. Like, it doesn't mean that I'm going to fail.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love it. Thank you so much. That was a great question.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Christina. All right, exit out of this. We'll go ahead and start wrapping up this call. I want to show you the monthly assessment. Those are two amazing questions, by the way. I hope you guys got a lot out of that. Thinking my future self is kind and loving to herself no matter what she does or doesn't do. Yep. With patience and forgiveness, I'm working on new habits that help me reach my goals. I'm never behind. I'm learning and growing day by day. Love it. There's definitely thoughts that your future self thinks that you can start practicing now. Okay, let me show you the monthly assessment. Since we're coming up on the end of January here, whether you've done the monthly assessment or not, or you've been to some of these calls that we've been doing, I want to show it to you. It's a good way, if you haven't been doing it and you're looking for a way to level up a little bit, this is a good worksheet to add into your four basics and your weight loss, is the monthly assessment worksheet. So let me share my screen one more time so you can see. And I know we do have a new one coming for next month. I believe February 26th is our next monthly assessment call. We know that a lot of you guys are enjoying that call. And I believe we'll have the new worksheet by then. So let's see. Yeah, February 26th. That's and now is a good time to go ahead and assess January and how it went, and then start thinking about what you want for February. So if you're done with Mission Possible and you have a little time this weekend, this is a great worksheet to do. Okay, share my screen. Okay, let me zoom in a little bit. Okay, so this is a worksheet. Like I said, we have a new version coming. So you can do this one this month, and then for the next month, you'll have a new version, which is a little bit more condensed. That it'll have, it's basically the same things here. So just going through your goal for the month, what you plan to lose or maintain, and what actually happened, what I actually lost, gained, or maintained. I really love these questions. It's very important to point out to your brain that your brain is always going to want to go to the scale first, right? And what the number was and what happened there. But you also want to point it back to your non-scale victories, your overall mindset, how you're taking care of yourself. Are you noticing that you're being a little bit more kind to yourself? I had a client this morning, a private client this morning, just tell me, you know, we've been working on her thoughts and her anxiety and her worry about different things in her life. And she's been implementing some of that thought work in her life and applying it in the moment. And she noticed like she's feeling a lot more calm day to day. So that would be a good place to put that kind of thing. Like, I'm noticing that I just feel a lot more calm, I'm not having a lot of that anxious thinking anymore. And then your personal relationships, your body, your appearance, your physical health. Are you able to move a little bit more, a little bit better? Are you noticing your clothes fitting a little bit differently? And then here we have the data review with a self rating of 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the keep, start, stop. So what are the things that you are working that you want to keep doing? 3 things that you want to start doing, 3 things that you want to stop doing. So just get, take different guesses on this. Just because you write it down doesn't mean you have to do everything. It's going to have you pick one thing to focus on, and just pick one thing that you think is going to be most helpful to you. So this is the monthly assessment. Highly recommend it. It's a great way to just look at your data, look at all of your non-scale data, look at the other things that you're noticing, and just check in each month, and it'll help you celebrate what's working and course correct and pivot as needed. And that is in the helpful worksheets page on the website, if you want to go get your copy of that. Okay. And like I said, the next call for that is February 26th. You can also go to the replay page at nobswomen.com. And if you want to look at some of the past calls that we've done on this, you can search for the monthly assessment calls there. Does anybody have any questions about the monthly assessment page? When self-rating, do you all think 100% is the only I killed it? I'd love to hear you guys' answer to that question. Yeah, I mean, you get to choose the thought that you have about any of the numbers. I could see a 3 for sure being like, yeah, I killed it because I made a lot of progress with it. If it is, I would never kill it. I love it, MJ. Okay. And then we'll just go ahead and wrap up here. So if you're starting to wonder about keeping up your momentum for the next month, go ahead and get excited, because in February, we are going to be taking big ass action. Corinne has revamped the whole course. You've probably gotten an email about it. The page is already live, and you can go ahead and get a head start by watching some of those videos and downloading the movement challenge too. So if you're done with Mission Possible, you can do the monthly assessment, you can get a head start on Big Ass Action. That's what we're going to be doing as a membership for February. It's going to be amazing, and it's going to help you just learn how to keep going when we're not always feeling like 100% motivated and excited, or if you feel like I've been doing the basics but just kind of sort of, and I know there's some room for improvement. It's going to be the perfect course for you. And then tomorrow's calls, we have our Women of Color call coming up. And then we also have weight loss coaching, both with Corinne. So Women of Color call is happening at 12:30, or sorry, 11:30 Central. And then the weight loss, the regular Sunday weight loss coaching call is happening at 1 p.m. Central. You can always find all of these calls at nobswomen.com. Just go to the calendar. You'll have all of the links there. And then if you're in the Women of Color Facebook group, you'll find the link there for that call. And don't forget to check your email or the newsletter for the survey tomorrow. That is going to be coming out, newsletter or email for the Mission Possible survey, so that you're eligible for those prizes. All right. Where can I find Big Ass Action on the website? It's going to be under self-study resources, and then go to self-paced workshops. So that is where you're going to be able to find that. Self-study resources, self-paced workshops. And then if you got an email from us, we'll have a link for you in there as well. The link will be in the newsletter too. All right. Thank you guys. Thank you for joining me today. And I will see you next time.